haven't received that report, I must say. I'm not talking about the submission, I'm talking about the report. There are two different things. The report and a submission are two different things. I repeat, we still haven't received the report. Yes, we did receive the submission very late, I must say, because the norm here is to receive a submission. We've been saying this for the umpteenth time, that before we sit as a committee, we need to have a submission before us so that we are better prepared a week in advance. We've been saying this for the past 2 years. We shall not falter in repeating the same thing. But I can tell you one thing, that there shall come a time wherein that shall come to a stop, that we receive submissions very late. That time shall come when that shall come to a stop. I can safely say that that time is not far. It's not a threat. The aim for having said all of that, it is for us to be able to begin to work professionally. That's the only aim. When you do that professionally, you afford these members of parliament an opportunity to prepare so that when you come before us, as we are exercising our oversight responsibility, we do that better prepared. The saying out there is that these members of parliament do not read. They only sleep. And you see them sleeping in the afternoon, without knowing that there is work that goes into us being here first in the morning. That entails us as members of parliament having to read. We do read, given an opportunity. We do provide ourselves, having to empower ourselves before any session of parliament that takes place. We have a negative impression out there for members of parliament, that they do not read and they are rowdy and so on and so forth. We need to begin here in our committee session, assisted by the department and its entities. If we are not assisted by the department and its entities, we shall continue to be these bad people out there, which I must, and I trust that I speak on behalf of all of us, say that we are not bad people. I'm mentioning that so that we get to be clearer. I'm aware that some of you are coming here before us first time. Of course, you must have been in other committees. But we certainly must change our actions. We have a few apologies here. One from the minister who is attending a departmental matter. The other one is from the deputy minister who has been booked off sick until the 4th of January. There is also, we had actually extended an invitation to COCTA, National Department, and also Provincial Department. Unfortunately, they couldn't make it as they had to attend to back to basics workshop where all the provincial provincial teams will be gathering. Inkosi Cebekhulu is attending another meeting. There is also MEC for COCTA, who has also tendered her apology. The acting DG, Mr. Masangu, couldn't make it here, has tendered his apology. And in this apology, a mention is made that the team is to be led by Ms. Zandile Mate, with Ms. Ramunenyiwa, Dr. Ntili, where's Dr. Ntili? Oh, okay. With Mr. Maluleka, Advocate Petlane, who's chairperson of Makhalis Water, and Mr. Mkize, who's CEO of Makhalis Water. That's the team from the department and the entities. Thanks for that. As mentioned in the correspondence, Ms. Mate shall take us through, as is mentioned, that she is leading the delegation on behalf of the department. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, committee members, colleagues. My name is Zandile Mate. I'm going to be leading the DWAR team. Water and sanitation team comprises of Dr. Ntiti as head of the province in Northwest, myself as head of infrastructure in the country. Also, Makhalis is part of the team led by the chairperson as well as the acting CEO of the board. The presentation, as it was agreed from the outcome of the visit, that it will cover the oversight visit resolutions. The oversight visit resolutions are primarily focused on the overview of the bridge industrial area, which is the problem that the committee identified, which is issues around the pollution, as well as the interventions in Gauteng. There was also another proposal, the establishment of the Bujanala Water Forum with the mining houses and other stakeholders in the area. The resolution one, I'm going to deal with resolution one, which is the pollution in Madibeng local municipality. I think the presentation is going to focus primarily on just reporting back on the measures that we have taken as a collective, which is ourselves and the municipality, as well as the task team action plan, and we'll also look at the challenges and recommendations that we are facing as a team dealing with the problem on the ground. The background, Chair, as we all know, the committee was there, that Madibeng has been inundated with complaints lodged by some industries and trades. I think the committee, when we were here last time, they also indicated the issues around the abattoir, that that abattoir was polluting the water system in the area, and thus the pollution from the abattoir was entering the Dekroon spray, which affected other properties in the area, and also including a school for the disabled children. We have also discovered that that the pollution was also discharging into the Crocodile River, which is a source of drinking water supply to the Madibeng LM community and surrounding villages. Under normal circumstances, the wastewater of Brits and the industrial area would have collected through an outfall sewer, which drains into a pump station called pump station number E, which is located along the Dekron Spray, from where it is pumped and discharged to the Braise wastewater treatment plant before it is discharged to Crocodile River. But instead of the above, due to the issues with the manholes that are blocked, the situation is such that water does not go through as intended, and that is polluting the area. There is a complaint that was investigated with Madibeng LM, and the reply was sent to the complainant in a letter dated 17 February 2015. And a further engagement between the department and the complainant and Madibeng continued until 2016. I think the next slide shows the overview of the Braise industrial area, which is affected, which is the one that is primarily affected by the pollution. I'm just going to report now on the actions taken by the task team.
Hey, can you go back to that slide where if you can do use your pointer and direct us exactly what comes where?
You are going to give us an opportunity to reflect on the inputs that you make, not the inputs that, in fact, deals with issues that are great. And it's like we're now moving into the presentation without taking the issues that you have raised in that one. The point I wanted to check is that without really undermining the process that has already started, this is a second. I mean, I'm saying for the second time, the committee has gone to Madibeng. We have reports that we have processed in the committee, which are in the House, with the recommendation. We agree that within a period of time, we're going to receive a report. And you have made mention of that report, which this presentation will form base of that report. The report that before us, this presentation before us, is not detailed as you'll get in the report. And therefore, the issue that I want to ask is that where is the report? The report that we're expecting at the committee, where is that report? The date was the 28th. Where is that report? Someone will have to explain. And therefore, in the presentation, we must be able to be told this presentation is informed by the content of the report that we expect. Because it's not a standalone presentation that comes with something like that. We inform by the work that we have set, the task team, the municipalities, and everybody, the department, must work together in compiling that report that we said we expect within a particular. So let's get where is the report. And then from there, we can then move into dealing with what I'll take as the resolutions of the committee. What just once you command and you say the following must happen, when you open this thing, it must start there. It must start with this is what the committee said we must go into, therefore we are now responding. I don't have a problem with the presentation really, but I want us to get to the report. Where is the report?
Any further questions or comments? Mr. Bassan?
Thank you, Chairperson. I spoke to the acting director yesterday concerning other matters in Madibeng. I informed her about this, the report before this committee today. And according to her, that they were not consulted in any way. On a report and a progress report on this matter. So I'm also concerned about that at this stage.
Same question? Further comments or questions? Speaking directly to the remarks, yes, the submission is still to come. Okay. Those are the only two, any, one, in a nutshell. Can you respond to that?
Thank you very much, Chair. My understanding was that the report was prepared, and I'm picking up that perhaps the Chair is not comfortable with the fact that it came in a form of a submission. We would like to apologize and profusely about that, but we were not aware as to the exact format on which the report was supposed to come in. On the infrastructure side, it is still at a very early stage that one would come up with a complete report, because we are busy with the feasibilities, not a very long feasibility in the sense of it, because the pipeline that we are envisaging will not be more than 300 milliliter diameter. Will not be more than 300 diameter, but be that as it may, we had to explore various avenues of sources that we needed to make sure that we augmented the source. So on my side, I then contributed in terms of making sure that at least the committee knows what we are currently doing. It is envisaged that from the infrastructure side, once we've decided exactly that this is the real source, which is at the moment there is a recommended option from the team that has been doing the feasibilities through Magalis, we are then going to engage with the municipalities with a plan in terms of saying this is where we take it with municipalities, with a plan that says this is where we are exactly going to take this the water, and this is where we are connecting to the municipality. That's all, Chair. If the report is not in the form that was desired by the municipality, by the committee, can we request that, one, we are apologizing profusely for that, and can we then be request that at least we be given a week to engage with the municipality and compile a final report that will then be taken through the process. But there was a submission that came through.
Where did we meet, Dr. Kantil, last time? And then I asked you specifically about the report, and you indicated that the report is almost ready. Where and when did we meet?
The 3rd of this month, when I really reported the visit. Report was really done. I was here at the parliament for another
beginning of November.
I think yes.
The Chairperson, a question was asked to the acting DG. We were there at the bottom at behind in COP in the meeting. And then the DG then said the report is here, he's just waiting for the person to bring the report. She's on her way. I don't know who it was. That's how I recall that the report was ready and it was on its way.
For that specific day.
No, I'm sorry, Chair, that I had to stall a process that already started with the presentation. I just want us to be thorough. Just you have to be thorough on what we do. If a committee can take a decision, the committee of parliament takes a decision and say, with the crisis that we are dealing with, which our people are confronted on a daily basis for a long, long, long time, we are therefore expected to do the following. Right? So a very clear line from the chair as he was speaking there. He made sure that he does not miss any point. The following must happen. Then we come today here, 3 months down the line. We come here, we start with apologizing, but no, in fact, the report is not there. The report is not there, and therefore we'll compile the report. Not long ago, it was we informed that the report is ready. Not long ago, we told that the director in Tokyo is finalizing the report. We are expecting that report. Now, today we are here, we are meeting. We have the mayor also sitting here. Who's every day crying that nothing is happening in the country. I come from that constituency. Specifically, this matter today here, in the interest, I have a direct interest. Both myself and Honorable Basson and Dekana, Makaula, all members, things like that. You know, we have a direct interest in this matter. That's my constituency. Office is in Swartberg, where I'm employed every day. And I've been very polite, Chair, to deal with issues of water in my approach. Very, very polite. I never harassed any official of the department. I've never called you to a meeting in my constituency. I've never done that. Because I know that this department is run by professional people who will be able to respond on the calls that we make. They understand the challenges that our people are faced with. In Swartberg in particular, there is no water. Coastal dam is getting dry every day in Coastal. So the entire population is settling in the very short space of time, they're not going to have water. Now we meet here and we listen to stories of the report was income, the report was. The report is the work that we have tasked to do. We reflect in that report. It's not just a report, it's a report of how we are implementing decisions of the portfolio committee. Is that report that we want. So my take, Mamzani, is that you need to whip those that you must whip under your own. I'm not impressed by the fact that we have a provincial head of a department in the province, Dr. Tanzi. In fact, he's supposed to be leading on this issue of this report, even before you. Say, I've mobilized everybody, has agreed with the committee. These are the people we are meeting, all the stakeholders we are engaging. Yeah, the timeline, this is what we have agreed upon, and all of that. And that is not happening, Chairperson. And Parliament becomes this house where we share and eat muffins and go back. It's wonderful. It was nice to fly to Cape Town. Not on our oversight. And I just want to make it very clear, Chair, that not on the oversight that we must do, some of us. Outside there, it's hectic. Our people are going through a very, very hectic situation. And tonight it's fine. It's okay. It's okay, Chair. That report, someone must tell us where is that report and when we're going to get that report before we can start. If not, Chair, I'm going to propose that we close this meeting. We cancel this meeting. Because if the department is not ready to share with us a responsibility that that has to do. They're paid to do this way. If they're not able to do that, close the meeting. Go back home, pay for your traveling to Cape Town out of your pocket. Because there's no need for you to have come here. If we're not able to address this issue, every day we go to that constituency, the mayor will tell you, we explain until we don't have ideas anymore. But the department is coming. Don't worry, the tractors are moving. Makhali's water keep on moving tractors. They bring them and take them back again. Bring them and take them back again. What is the issue, colleagues? Just talk to us. Where is the report? But then they want that report. In fact, now I want it specifically from you as the head of the department in the Northwest. You want that? Don't rush to respond to me. Don't rush. Take your time. Take your time. Don't rush. That report we want it. If this report is not here, this meeting must not proceed. The 28th has passed. If this report is not here, this summary that you're presenting to us today is not going to tie us. We're not going to do that. You may think that takes the normal oversight. This is proper engaged oversight. We want that report. Today in the afternoon, the Minister of Water will be responding to a question at the Gateway in the chamber today in the afternoon.
Okay.
And that response, they have to be informed by the the work that you guys are doing on the ground.
But what is happening here, members, maybe just as a reminder, also for the department. When Parliament goes out to do its oversight work, Parliament is meeting outside Parliament. In other words, resolutions of Parliament have been taken. The report, our report on oversight work that we did, where is that report, Madam? Is, as we speak now, on ATC. And that report is ready to go to the National Assembly. And for the National Assembly to endorse that report. In other words, our report on work we did when we went out there was work of Parliament, outside of Parliament. In other words, Parliament was meeting outside of Parliament. So when such resolutions are taken, that among others we need to get a report by the 28th of October. When department is not meeting that commitment, that resolution, so department, in other words, directly, not even indirectly, is undermining Parliament and its resolution. That's what we are doing. That's what we have done. Any further comments, members? The point has been raised by Mr. Chauke, Mama Kaula, and the point has been very straightforward.
Ngibonge sihlalo, ngilingene nelonke ngaphakathi. Hayi, nami ngihambisana no-Honorable Chauke ukuthi if bengenawo le nto lesiyidingayo la, ngcono ukuthi babuyele emuva, babuye sebephethwe, khombisa ukuthi thina akuhlukene nengane fuyinezwa umsebenzi nami ukuthi engicela ukwenza after that kumele ahambe uthisha emva kwabo itata ibeke lapho ukuze babone ukuthi si-serious ngenxa yokuthi sifuna lezi zidingo zabantu uyibona zenzekile. Sicela nje babuyele emuva, babuye sebenento abazi ukuthi benza kuthina because akusuke singadlali. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Chairperson. I also support Honorable Chauke in that if they do not have what we want, they should go back and come back when they have what we want. This is tantamount to, like, when you say to a child, he or she must do something. If the child doesn't do that work, it means he or she is undermining you as a teacher. Therefore, they must go back and do what we expect of them. Thank you very much.
Any further questions?
Chair, I just want to raise a concern.
Mr. Makondo?
Sorry, Chair.
We'll come back to you, Mr. Ibosa.
Chair, I think I agree with what Honorable Chauke is saying. If there's no report, I don't see a reason why we should continue. Unless there is a report. Because you will remember, Chair, when we were in Northwest, in our second day, we established a committee which was supposed to be chaired by Dr. Ndili. And that committee included all stakeholders, including Madibeng and the other local municipalities. And I think having Dr. Ndili here as the head of that structure which was established there, it tells you that there is a report. And if they don't have it here, then there is no way we can continue. Chair. Yeah. Let's get that report, then we will continue.
If there's no report, there's no reason for us to continue. Thank you.
Mr. Basani being the last one, and then I see Mrs. Kekana's hand up.
See, I just want to raise a concern. On that meeting when we established this committee, Mr. Singh told the committee and all the stakeholders there that the implementing agent for this project will be Magalis. And I would like to know whether Magalis is part and parcel of this project. Because that was his instruction. He said that Magalis will be the implementing agent and the department will go and seek and see where there's funds available. If you go through this report, they say it's going to cost 5 million to 9 million. They don't know whether Maribeng has got the money. We know Maribeng, they won't have the money.
Okay. You're dealing with the details now of the report.
That's the point.
Let's not get into the details of the report. We shall come to those details when we get that report. Mrs. Kekana, you want to comment?
I think the colleagues covered the... We spoke one thing.
Okay. I take it that what members are saying here is that the message is simple. We are no friends. We are no relatives. We have work to do. That work has everything to do with improving the lives of our people for the better. When you're going to have people at Gauteng continuing not to have water, let's agree that it is only because the department is not assisting them. What we want to do here, as we receive any report, we want to be able to say to ourselves, how best do we take the process forward? Can I plead? Can I really plead that we be not casual? For us to get here, no, the report is ready. And yet the resolution was very prompt and very direct. 28th of October, the report must be within our own hands. That's what we resolved upon. It might sound very petty and trivial. What is a report after all? Others would even go to a point of even saying, they're not even going to read the report. Others might even go further and say, they might not even understand the report. Until you get to hear after the report is back, then you'll understand. So that's where we are. Clearly what we are agreeing as a committee here is that we'll have to go back to our own drawing board and re-look. The unfortunate part is that next week we are shutting down. So which will then mean that we'll have to find another day wherein we come together. Unfortunately, it shall have to be next week sometime. And the point is also made by Mr. Chauke that I don't know how we process that one or how we give meaning to that one, that the department pays, the officials that are here pay for their travel and for their accommodation and whatnot and whatnot. Mr. Gado?
No, Honorable Sir, you partly covered me because I was worried about the wasteful expenditure here. I also wanted to support Honorable Chauke that entourage of the department. They must pay for the expenses they have incurred, because as public representatives, it is our responsibility to protect the public purse. Because we can't allow a situation, Honorable Chair, where we are clear as a portfolio committee as to what is it that we want from the department. But the department will come here on taxpayers' money, only to be sent back. What is it that we are doing exactly here? So we need to find a way, Honorable Chair, to ensure that the staff here from the department are paying for the expenses that they have incurred. Because we cannot allow a situation where the taxpayers' money is being used fruitlessly. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay, I think that should be it. I'm also inclined to think along the lines of your municipalities that are here. That's now Gauteng and also Madibeng. Madibeng is here, if you can just raise your hands. They are there. Just met them very briefly. That's now the MMC for infrastructure and the director for infrastructure as well, technical services. That's the word, I guess, title we have. And Gauteng, I see the mayor and the many other hands I haven't seen. You want to introduce? Them.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. With me, I'm with the portfolio head for infrastructure and the acting municipal manager on my left hand side, the director of technical services. Thank you very much.
Okay. We shall interact with them. They shall tell us their names as well. We have come to the end of our meeting. You shall be informed accordingly as to when next. If we can, in fact, agree that we receive the report tomorrow. Mrs.
Martin. I think there is maybe a misunderstanding between ourselves and the committee. We have a report. The report came and was signed by our minister on the 20th, on the yesterday. The report, it has annexures. The chair has mentioned that it came in the form of a submission. Yes, we are agreeing. But there were annexures attached to the report. And the letter to the chair from the minister.
The only thing I received was just a letter. And there is no annexure on this one.
We have the report in front of us. We have asked the office of the DG to print it and bring it to the committee. Yes, we acknowledge that if indeed the committee has not seen it up till now, it is not a good thing, but it was sent through. And it has updates, attachments, and the submission.
It was
not
to
that.
Who?
Shoki.
To you. When I'm talking about the report, anyway, we don't have the report. Can we have it by tomorrow? And then we shall have to come back to you for the next appointment. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.